Baseball has come up on the presidential campaign trail. That's because Major League Baseball wants to basically eliminate more than 40 minor league teams. Senator Bernie Sanders took a swing at that plan in a recent campaign stop in Iowa.
It's not just another business where you can pay people low wages and then shut down your enterprises in communities where it means so much to the kids and the families.
Senator Sanders speaking there in Burlington, Iowa, home to the minor league Burlington Bees. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So it doesn't seem like a smart PR move for Major League Baseball to go after minor league teams. What's going on?
It wasn't a smart PR move. They didn't want it to come out, though it has been widely reported. But of course, if you're going to engage in negotiations and one of your negotiating partners or one of the sides is both A, extremely distressed, and B, accurately assesses that the public will be on their side, it's going to leak. And we should say that Bernie Sanders, I mean, everything he was saying there is consistent with his worldview. But let's also remember, he was there in Burlington, Iowa. Back in Burlington, Vermont, there is a team called the Lake Monsters. So he has a local minor league team. This is not just him running for president. This is him actually representing his constituency. And if you look at the politics of this, there is an enormous Republican, Democrat, bipartisan uniting to save minor league teams, because there are people from small communities or places with minor league teams who are really worried that their minor league baseball teams are going to go away.
You know, the Lake Monster that they're talking about in Burlington, Vermont is Champ in Lake Champlain. That I know. Little piece of trivia. Okay, Mike, tell me about the business of minor league baseball. They don't make a lot of money. The ball players don't, and they don't have a union.
No, the ball players, they can make as little at the very low levels, you know, $1,000 a week. A month. Major League Baseball does own outright, the Major League Baseball teams do own a couple of minor league teams, like the Gwinnett Braves and the Tampa Bay Yankees, but mostly the minor league affiliates are just that, affiliates, and they're owned by owners. They're owned by individual owners. At the upper reaches, these are thriving businesses, big businesses, really. But the further down you go, the more it becomes, you know, mom and pop. And maybe you draw 800 to a game, and maybe you have a Champ as your mascot. And what Major League Baseball is saying is there's redundancy. There's so many more players. We draft more players than we need. We stock them in the minor leagues more than we need. And if we're going to think of this as a farm system, as if these are just, you know, an agricultural product, they're looking to cull the herd. From their perspective, it's monetarily logical, but of course, it's not just an agricultural product. These are teams with important connections to communities, and It is, as the kids say, a bad look for Major League Baseball, which hands out, I mean, the Yankees just gave Gerrit Cole an unbelievably large contract to make him, you know, essentially a quarter of a billionaire, and they can't, you know, support the Lake Monsters among them.
We have really taken this Lake Monster thing a long way in this interview. Mike, just a few seconds left. You got good holiday plans coming up?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I'd like to watch some basketball and maybe some Lake Monster baseball. I'm also going to New Orleans, going to catch the Pelicans. They just snapped the 13-game losing streak. Huzzah.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, Merry Christmas. Thanks so
you
much
too.
For joining us.
You
Happy
too.
Holidays.